Socrates, the only true wisdom consists in knowing that you know nothing.
That's us, dude.
Oh, yeah.
Sun comes up and
welcome to episode number 11 of the Modern Masculinity Project. Thanks for downloading. Thanks for streaming. Just thank you for simply being a part of these conversations each week. My name is Brad Pankey. I am the host of this podcast. In each episode, I sit down with other men for open and vulnerable conversations on topics ranging from masculinity to women to being a parent to drug and alcohol use and all the way back to sports and everything in between. The podcast is my attempt to normalize men being vulnerable with other men and to learn what the main contributing factors are for shaping men. And selfishly, I feel good when I can open up and hear others share their struggles in similar ways that I have had as a man. And as always, I hope that these conversations can help teach everyone something. About men in their lives or even about women in some way and how we can all communicate better. A big thanks also to those of you who have subscribed and rated the podcast on iTunes. I am supremely grateful for that support. If you haven't, please rate, review, and subscribe. That would really help me out, help get these conversations out a little bit, makes the podcast a little bit more discoverable. And ladies, as always, you can submit questions for What Women Wonder via email, mmprojectpod@gmail.com, or you can send them to me on Twitter, @mmprojectpod is the handle, or, you can just use both ladies and guys to send me a note about your thoughts or if you have any stories to share. Email, Twitter, all are good. This episode, I'm really excited to share this episode with y'all. 17-year-old Nicholas Freeland sat down with me for this week's conversation. If you've been listening to the show weekly, that last name might sound familiar. Nicholas is the nephew of my previous guest, Tommy Freeland. Tommy, as you may well remember, is one of my brothers, my best friends. And so I was excited to have Nicholas on because we also have a pretty good relationship. I love Nicholas like a brother as well. But the idea of having them on back to back was interesting to me, not only because of the age difference between the two, and not only because they're family, but also because they were both raised by Tommy's biological parents who were discussed in previous podcasts in depth. And I thought this would be a great opportunity to learn about generational differences and start to create kind of like this Venn diagram that would help me learn about male development in relation to nature versus nurture. So I went into this conversation with the intent to learn about male development, but I left with something a bit more impactful for me, I guess. I left just moved by the way that Nicholas, as a 17-year-old, carries himself, by his ability to examine the world so clearly at such a young age, and by his comfort with being himself, and by his focus on love. It was inspiring to me, and it's not only impressive for a 17-year-old, but I think it was just impressive for a human. Just like everyone, Nicholas has a lot to learn, so he's not perfect. I'm not perfect. You're not perfect, and the opportunity to learn will present itself as he moves into adulthood, but I'm confident that Nicholas will be a part of the solution to many of the issues that society is going through right now, which brings me hope. I'm not sure that all people in Nicholas's generation are like him, but if many are, I'm hopeful for the future. All right, no more delaying this eye-opening conversation. Please enjoy episode number 11 of the Modern Masculinity Project, A New Hope with Nicholas Freeland.
I rush fast like the rapid river, a rough and heavy sea. steady flow. The rock stopped me for a moment, but I weave above and bend below. I eat what is fed me. I can cause a deadly blow. And still the river flows, only heaven knows where the two winds flow, where the rivers flow.
You listen to a lot of podcasts.
One, what's it called?
I think it's just called No Sleep.
Okay.
Yeah, I've only listened to it a couple times. I need to finish an episode I'm on right now.
Okay. There's one I listened to called Sleep With Me. Have you ever heard it?
I think I saw that when I looked it up. Yeah.
It's a guy. He just talks like this, and he'll just start talking about kittens, and he'll start telling the story about a kitten just like this with this really gravelly tone, and then all of a sudden he's talking about how kittens like to eat strawberries, and then he goes into strawberries and how you're growing strawberries. But the point is he just tells like these random ridiculous stories.
Yeah.
And he also, like, every episode has, like, a 15-minute intro.
Oh, that's kind of like the one I was listening to, with the voices as well.
Yeah, so he does this, and it's just so freaking boring.
Yeah.
But you fall asleep like that. I've never made it through an episode.
Yeah.
I've never made it. It's always, like, 15 minutes, and it's lights out. It's hilarious. I don't know, man. People are super creative.
Yeah.
What do you do for kind of creative outlets? What are some of your creative outlets?
I used to play guitar a lot more, but yeah. I haven't been into it as much. I just haven't been having as much fun with it, mm-hmm. I suppose, but mm-hmm. I'll probably try and get more into it.
Yeah. What was fun about it when you started?
Just progressing, I think, mm-hmm. but it's, I don't know. I haven't really figured out what I need to do to progress, I suppose.
Yeah.
So once I start progressing more, I'm sure I'll get back into it.
It's hard to do stuff like that when you're, like, you stop seeing yourself progress.
Yeah.
It's hard to keep going, right?
Yeah, it is.
Because you're just like, okay, this isn't really that much fun anymore. I guess, what did you find about it, though, that did it fulfill you in some way, or did you just like it just because it was music, or, you know, what did you like about it as a creative outlet?
What did I like about it as a creative outlet? I liked learning, like, songs that I mm-hmm. have listened to. Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, no, it's a hard question. It's like, it's hard to find what we're really like, what we like to do creatively, yeah. right?
Mm-hmm.
But once you find it, it just clicks in and goes.
Yeah, it does.
So you kind of lost it a little bit, right? You just kind of got out of it.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just because you weren't progressing. And then, so I guess, what did you move on to next?
I started editing videos for mm-hmm. friends and stuff.
Oh,
and
nice.
Then getting more into schoolwork. And then this year I started out going to an alternative high school because mm-hmm. I wasn't feeling like the vibe at the actual high school.
Mm-hmm. And how old are you again? 16?
17.
17 now.
Yeah.
Holy shit. Dude, I remember, we'll get back to that, but I remember, you know, so I've known you since you were born.
Yeah, basically.
Basically, right?
Yep.
I was living, so Tommy was just on the podcast.
Oh, yeah.
Your Uncle Tommy,
mm-hmm.
one of my best friends, probably my best friend growing up. And I lived with you guys my freshman year in high school.
Yeah.
So I'm 30. So what's that? 16 years.
16.
So you were one.
That's crazy.
And I remember the drive down to Tucson from Oregon with you. It was just me, your Nikki and Tom.
Yeah.
Get into them in a minute. But... and you. That was it. I don't know where Tommy was. He must have... Maybe he went back early, or did he go somewhere, maybe? Or
he might have still been in... Was it when we moved down to Washington?
No. So I was going down to Tucson to live in the house. And you were like one. This was like my freshman year in high school. So, but what I remember is you sitting in the car seat the whole... You probably have no recollection of this.
Yeah, I don't.
But you sat in the car seat, and I swear to God... The entire drive from the Oregon coast to Tucson, Arizona, this is what you did in the whole way. You just went, Grandma, Grandma, Grandma. And every time she'd go, Yeah, honey,
Yeah, honey? What, sweetie? And you just go, Grandma? 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 Can you imagine that?
That'd be terrible.
From Oregon to Tucson, Arizona?
How long a drive is that?
Oh, dude, it was like, I mean, it's 2 days.
2 days.
I think we did it in 2 days.
That's crazy.
You know how your dad is? He just drives.
Floors it.
Flies and just drives. But we'd made it in 2 days. But, yeah. So that was I've known you since then, man.
That's crazy.
What were we just talking about before that? Getting into your kind of your creativity a little bit, and oh, high school.
Yeah.
So, you mentioned that the vibe wasn't right for you in the public high school, was it?
Oh yeah, it was just the change. Like, I grew up with all of the students there, and I've known them most of my life, and it's like how they changed to be like popular.
Mm-hmm.
Just wasn't something that I felt was like a good thing to do, because they weren't being themselves, I suppose.
Right.
Yeah.
How did you recognize that? Because that's not really something, I mean, that's cool that you recognize that at such a young age, but like, I guess at what point did you recognize that? How old were you? What was kind of going through your head there?
Probably freshman year, I suppose. Wow. Yeah. More so in sophomore year, but I definitely started realizing it like in later freshman year. I didn't ever lose any friends. I've always had the same friends my whole life, but they started realizing it because they had other friends as well. Mm-hmm. And then they were telling me about it, and then I just thought it was a bad thing. So that's another reason why I go to an alternative school.
It just makes you a little more comfortable with
it. Yeah.
So the friends group that you have, is it mostly other men?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. And what about them do you feel like changed? Well, like specific
I don't things? Think my friends changed.
Okay.
They've always been really down to earth.
Yeah, yeah.
But their friends definitely did. And then, I don't know, I just didn't want to be involved with any of that.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure. What kind of things are they doing? Is it just a personality thing?
Yeah, just a personality thing.
Yeah, because really. it's you seem like you like to be yourself.
Yeah.
Right?
Yep.
You don't want to have to fake it for anybody or...
Yeah, definitely.
Do you feel like you were born that way or that's developed over time?
I think it's developed over time, definitely. Mm-hmm. I don't know if anyone really had a hand in that or if it's just me doing myself.
Sure.
I don't know if I think definitely my parents helped, I think. Mm-hmm. But yeah,
tell me a little bit about that, because Tommy and I talked a lot about how he was raised and stuff.
Yeah.
And you know, you are Tommy's nephew.
Yeah,
but you're pretty much brothers.
Yeah we call each other brother.
Yeah. I mean, you grew up at the same house, right?
Yeah.
So all that good stuff. But so tell me a little bit. Well, let's talk about Tom and Nikki a little bit.
Okay.
All right. Yeah. So that technically your grandparents.
Yeah.
But do you consider them like more of your mom and dad?
Yeah, definitely.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
And then what do you call them? Do you call them mom, dad?
Yeah, mom and dad.
Oh, okay, cool. Cool. So that's really interesting. Do you feel any sort of connection still to your biological parents? I'm not saying do you love them.
I mean,
I think, you know, for me, like, my dad passed away.
Yeah.
I don't have a relationship with my mom, but I still feel a connection with them. I'll still always kind of love them in a way, right? Especially my dad, but even my mom, who I don't have a relationship with, and she was kind of not a great, you know, parent, quote-unquote parent.
Yeah.
But I still love her in a way. So that's what I mean. But do you have a relationship with them at all? Or?
I definitely feel that way towards them, but I don't feel like they, I don't feel as close with them as I do with my, like, grandparents, but I call them my mom and dad.
Yeah, with Tom and Nikki. Okay.
Yep.
More like just acquaintances.
Yep.
You're just friendly with them.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I understand that. I have a lot of family like that, where it's like, yeah, they're your blood family, but it's like,
you're more, you kind of
more
you,
friends.
You're more friends. You just barely know them. You know what I mean? And I think that's okay. Like, shouldn't be obligated to go all out for somebody if you're not comfortable with it, no matter what.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. And you feel, how do you feel about that as far as like not being connected as much with your biological parents? Does that affect you at all?
It's crazy. I always thought that it would, like when I was younger, but it doesn't affect me at all.
Nice.
Because I have parents here that care for me, so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you don't feel like you've missed anything?
Yeah, it'd be the same way if I was like a, if I went to an orphanage and I got adopted and I had, and I got loving parents, why would I want to go back to my other parents?
That's
parents?
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Yeah. As long as you're loved.
Yep.
Yeah, you've definitely been loved, right?
Yeah.
So let's talk about those people who loved you. So I want to hear about your kind of experience growing up with them and being raised by them and how you were encouraged to do different things. So it sounds like, you know, you wanted to play guitar and that's cool.
Oh, yeah. When I was younger, I remember how I started out. I think it was on a clarinet. It was for a school talent show and I wanted to get into it, kind of.
Mm-hmm.
And so I had my mom buy me a clarinet, and then I didn't have much fun with it. And then eventually I got into guitar, and then I never practiced when I was younger. I wish I would have, but, I should have practiced more. I feel like I would be way better now if I would have when I was younger, but I just never had the motivation when I was younger, but.
Did they ever pressure you to like, hey, what the hell, pick up this guitar or clarinet or?
Probably every day,
Yeah. Because they invested money in it, right?
Yeah. Yeah. And then I eventually got into it when I was probably like 10 or 11, 12.
But they were cool, like if whatever you wanted to do, clarinet, guitar.
They never made me do anything.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. But then were they, so if you wanted to do ballet, you could have done that if you were.
Yeah, definitely. I could have done anything. So anything that wasn't bad.
Cool.
Yeah.
Well, quote unquote bad, right?
Yeah.
Be a professional beer pong player or something like that. Yeah.
I'm sure they would have. I mean, I'm sure they would let me, but I don't know if they would want me to do that.
Right. Yeah. Sure. I mean, you can probably get away with it, right?
Yeah.
Right. So what are kind of the best moments you remember about being raised by them, or, you know, you're still being raised by them, you know, you're 17, but, what are some of that you look back and you're thinking, oh, I'm so glad that, you know, they did this for me or they did that for me.
I guess just, being there, like listening also and helping me when I need help. Like if I need help on homework or anything, they'll help me out.
Was there ever a point where you felt uncomfortable asking for help at all?
Yes, I think that has to do with, like, social anxiety.
Yeah.
Because I have a hard time, like, talking to anybody. It's not that I don't want to talk to people, but it's hard, like, picturing what I'm going to say and, like, putting it out there. Yeah.
No, I get I'm kind of the same way.
Yep.
especially, like, if I'm a bit of an introvert. So if I get into, like, a really big group, I'm also pretty sensitive.
Yeah.
So, like, if you get me in a big, even in with people I love, like, if we all went out to dinner out in a restaurant and there were, like, 12 of us, even imagine, like, Tom, Nikki, your brother, me, you, like, Rick and Deanne, some of the kids. If there was just a ton of people there and it was loud, I shut down.
Yeah, I do, too.
I just, it's too much.
That's what homecoming was a few years ago.
Yeah.
It just wasn't as, it wasn't fun because it just too many people.
Just too many people.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you're a bit more reserved in that respect.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, but I mean, you're perfectly comfortable like one-on-one. So you're just shooting the shit with, I mean, you know me pretty well. So, you know, I don't know. How would you be with like a complete stranger?
I'd probably be halfway past town by now.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, that's fair. But it's good that, you know, they must have made you, Tom and Nikki, your parents, must have made you feel comfortable with asking for help.
Yeah. I definitely had a hard time with it, but now I've definitely gotten better.
Mm-hmm. And was that just a natural, more of like a natural inclination that you didn't want to ask for help? Because,
Like a lot of the times for men, it's, we're not exactly encouraged to ask for help.
Yeah.
Did you ever feel any of that pressure or anything, or was it just a kind of more of a natural feeling that you had?
I think it was more of a natural feeling. Mm-hmm. I've always had a hard time with math in school.
Yeah.
But I feel like if I would have asked for more help, then I would have gotten better.
Sure. But that was, yeah. So there was no pressure on you to be like, dude, man up.
Yeah.
Like, okay, cool. That's good. Right. Because that can be kind of solved once you get a little more comfortable with it.
Mm-hmm, definitely.
So cool. So they made it. So the things that you really like, they made it always feel comfortable to get help.
Yeah.
What else?
What was the question again?
Like, so what did you enjoy most about how they raised you?
One thing I enjoyed was we always have things that we would do throughout the year. Like one of the big ones is we would go to Arizona.
Yeah.
And I would always go to see my biological mom too.
Mm-hmm.
So that showed to me that they wanted me to have a relationship with her.
Sure.
So that was definitely one of the things.
That's good.
Yeah.
That's good. Yeah. I mean, it's good to look back on these type of things, like just a, you know, parenting can't be easy, right?
Yeah,
I'm sure they've messed up plenty of times.
Yeah,
they've probably pissed you off several times. Yep. But you know, I'm 30. You know, when you get to my age, and not that I'm like super old, but you know, I've had some time to reflect.
Mm-hmm.
You start looking back, and you'll remember those type of things forever.
Yeah,
and you'll become super grateful for them. I remember, you know, my dad raised me.
Yeah.
And I remember looking back, he always created this like amazing team environment for us in the house.
Mm-hmm.
Where it was like, he never told me to do the dishes alone.
Yeah.
He always was like, hey, let's do it together so we can then watch a movie faster together. It's like, if we work together, then we get it done faster and then we can play.
Yeah, that's a good way to do it.
Yeah. So it's like, he always involved us. And, when you look back on those kind of things, you really appreciate the little moments like that.
Yep.
And it just serves as a really good example of, you know, how to be when you get older.
Yeah, definitely.
But you gotta remember that and look past all the shit you gotta put up with. Yep. Too. So how did you kind of, your relationship with your dad, Tom?
Yep.
How does he motivate you, or how does he inspire you?
He works really hard.
He's an interesting guy, yeah, right?
He does a lot of work. Yeah. The shop. Yeah, he just provides.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you see him as a pretty strong provider.
Yeah.
How do you view him in the sense of like a male role model?
He's a good dad. He, taught me how to shave, stuff like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I feel like he's everything a dad should be.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And, you know, he's always been, you know, like we were talking to Tommy, just, he's always been super open and loving and
mm-hmm.
not afraid to, give you a hug and kiss and stuff like that.
Yeah.
To be a pretty open. Has that been the same experience for you?
Definitely.
Yeah. So has that made you more comfortable with like sharing your emotions at all?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, I'm fine with it.
Yeah. Yeah,
it's not something that's hard for me to do.
That's good.
Yeah,
that's good. Do you have friends that are a little more like, you know, a little nervous around that sort of thing? Or
I think most of my friends are pretty similar to me. I think that's why we have been friends for like 13-14 years.
Sure.
Yeah,
sure.
It's crazy. It's a long time.
So you're kind of like, you're in like the new generation, like even behind us millennials.
Yeah.
So
Generation X?
Is it Generation X? I have no idea.
Might be Z.
I don't know.
Sure. I think it's Z. Yeah.
I think it's Z. We'll have to look it up. But yeah, we don't try to be exactly correct all the time on here. We just say whatever. But
yeah.
Let's call it Generation Z. Do you feel like your generation is more like that? In general, I mean, you know, even outside your friend group.
I think, I don't know, it's hard to generalize it to everyone.
Yeah, and I'm not saying even like all men of your generation, because there's always outliers but let's compare it to my generation.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess so, yeah.
A little bit more than my generation. And how about your dad's generation?
I don't think most people, like most guys his age, are like him.
Mm-hmm.
They're definitely more not, they're definitely not as loving as he is.
Right. Right. What do you think that is? And I don't know. I mean, I'm actually curious to hear what you think.
It's just the, I think it's just the family they've grown up in.
Yeah.
Like, I guess our family is lucky because we, like, the men are good.
Sure.
Yep.
Sure. They've always been. I mean, your dad, when, you know, when we were your age, even a lot younger, when we were little boys, he was always like that. Just always kind of happy-go-lucky. Did, you know, almost everything for us that we could ever dreamed of. Tried to make us happy. And but, you know, when we would mess up, he would let us know too.
Yeah, so, definitely.
So it's interesting how it seems to be getting from his generation to mine. And I'm probably not a good example either because I'm pretty open with things. But and then to yours, it seems to be getting a higher percentage of people just being open.
Yeah.
Do you, and so you also mentioned that you really like to, you don't like to waver from who you are.
Yeah.
In different situations.
Yeah, I like to be exactly who I am. I try to be as much as I can.
In every situation. Yep. And do you feel like that's also like a trait of your generation in the same way we just talked about?
Definitely, yeah. A lot of, I have friends that are making music and doing a lot more stuff.
On their own, their own projects.
Yeah, on their own, yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah, because they don't want to work like a corporate job.
Yeah, they want to be independent.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What do you think that is? What does that, how does that make you feel when you're able to do your own thing without people bothering you? And
I think that's like amazing. Yeah. It's good. It's something that, because when you have a job, you want to be able to enjoy it.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure.
So I think that's key to make your way through life, is having a good job and then be there for your family.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Is, where does money, how much you make, rank and all that as far as how important is that?
I don't think money is, it's definitely important, but it's not as like important as other things. You need money to buy food and stuff.
Right.
Have a house or shelter. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, how much is like, how much do you need? You know what I mean? Like you can, you get all the food you like and you can, you know, have fun with your family a little bit here and there. You get the house that you need. And then again, how big of a house do you need? And you know what I mean? Once you have that covered, beyond that, it's like, who cares?
Yeah.
You know, you just, you can't take that money to the grave with you.
Yeah.
So I think that's a, I'm the same way, man. Like, you know, I work for, you know, not the big, like not a huge company, but it's,
it's like a nice little company.
It's a nice company. It's not a startup.
Yeah.
But they treat us really well and it's pretty rad. So no complaints there. But, you know, it's still not my own gig.
Yeah.
You know, and there's a certain sense of freedom.
Yeah.
And satisfaction. And it's very fulfilling to create your own thing.
Yeah. Definitely.
And just do your own thing. What kind of things do you want to create?
Because
you seem, and I'm assuming you want to do something on your own then.
Yeah, I want to experiment. I don't want to just set my like eyes on one thing. Mm-hmm. I want to work hard and just practice creating different things and getting good at them.
I like it.
Yep.
What are some of the things that you've explored so far?
I guess mainly like artwork, like in glass. Like I like doing glass design and stuff like that.
Do you like etching it or how does that work?
Yeah, you can. You can fuse glass. You can cut into different shapes and fuse it together and do copper foil. Yep.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yep.
And then what do you do with it? Is it just like windows or is it like,
yeah, you can do windows. Yeah. A lot of windows you can do with copper foil.
That's rad.
Yep.
And so what would you, and so let's say if you wanted to do that, like as a profession, what would that look like?
I'd probably have to get a, art studio.
Excuse me.
And like glass is not cheap.
Right.
Yeah. We're lucky at the high school to have a glass program.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
So you've been able to kind of experiment with some of that already.
Yeah, definitely.
That's awesome.
Yep.
All right.
What else have you explored with?
I guess music also.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then creating music is fun.
Yeah.
It's not something I'm really good at. I'm good at playing other people's songs.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
So you can kind of replicate and emulate. Yeah. Yeah. And then I know you have a little project going on right now. Tell me a little bit about that.
The one I showed you on Instagram?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It's like a group of, like, I think 6 or 7 of my friends. Mm-hmm. We're trying to get it's called Shred and Breakfast.
Is that, what's the Instagram handle? You can plug that.
Let's see.
What's your Instagram handle so people can follow you and find you?
Mine?
Yeah.
Oh, NickFB, and then 2 underscores, I think.
Okay, we'll put that in the show notes so people can find you.
Yep.
They can take a look at what you're doing. So, it's called Shred and Breakfast.
Yeah, on Instagram.
Yeah.
They're not tech decks.
Yeah.
But they're wooden fingerboards.
Yeah, wooden skateboards. Yeah,
miniature wooden skateboards, and we put together clips. There's lots of artwork that's going on there too.
That's cool.
It's just like a fun hobby that we do.
Yeah. Well, I've seen you've built the actual skateboards.
Yeah, yeah.
And then you've also built like the
parks.
The parks. Stuff.
Yep, definitely.
Dude, so this like tech decks and stuff were around when I was younger than you.
Yeah.
And I didn't know they were still around until you started showing me this shit like a couple months ago.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what is going on here? And then you showed me some other links, and I'm like, oh my God, people are building these huge, elaborate parks.
I have friends all over the country. I probably have like 30 friends that are involved. There's over 100,000 people like on Instagram.
Just doing.
Yep.
That's so rad.
Yeah, it's cool. It started in Germany, I think in 1998.
Yeah.
But it's been around longer than that. But it didn't really get its grasp until then.
Sure. And what about you? What about it attracted you to it?
I just thought it was, like an odd thing at first.
Yeah.
And I was like, what is this? And then I started getting into it. It's just collecting. Same thing like people do with Pokemon cards.
Sure.
They just get like a thrill out of it. It's just a fun, creative outlet people can have.
We used to have Pogs.
Pogs?
You know what Pogs are?
Yeah.
Oh my God, it was so stupid. They were like these little wooden cardboard discs.
Oh, yeah.
With like, they were kind of flat, little wooden, or some of them were metal, and you had slammers, and you just stack them up and just slam them and flip them.
Yeah.
It's just the dumbest thing ever. Yeah. But, yeah, it's cool to have a little hobby like that.
Yeah. Yeah, it's fun.
So that's another thing you've explored. That's cool. So what are you kind of liking most as far as like, you know, music or this other creative spaces, what's kind of attracting you most? What are you most passionate about? You feel like you want to explore more because you don't know.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know if I'll ever know what I want to do. I know a lot of people are like that, but I'm perfectly fine with spending my life just trying to figure out.
Good.
As long as I'm having fun doing it.
I love it, man.
Yeah.
Took me until I was about 25 to figure that out.
Yeah.
Because, you know, and it's okay. Like some, like you said, some people just know.
Yeah.
But for us, we're so curious, right? You seem like a super curious dude.
Yeah.
Like you just want to learn about the world.
Yeah, definitely.
And there's so much out there that you can learn about, man. There's so much out there you can do. Why would you limit yourself to one thing?
Yeah.
And it's, I think there's a lot of pressure on, we get a lot of pressure to do one thing, find your job.
Yep.
But that's okay. If your job is exploring a bunch of different jobs, that's cool too.
Yeah, definitely.
You know, as long as you're being a good person and not causing trouble and happy and feeding family or whatever you want to do, man.
Yeah.
Don't have a family too. That's fine too. But,
yep.
That's cool. I'm really happy to hear you have that outlook.
Yeah.
Because embrace it though, because you know it'll get tough when you'll feel like you'll come to points where you feel like you need to make a decision here or there.
Yeah,
but you can just do whatever the hell you want, man.
Yeah,
you know, I will say though that like going to school is good.
Yeah, definitely.
It teaches you how. It's not necessarily what you learn, but it's more that you're taught how to go about thinking.
Yeah,
do you know what I mean?
Yep.
you know, you look at nowadays with a lot of these just shitty articles that are being posted that are just not fat. I don't even want to use the phrase for what they're being called right now, but they're not
like
truthful.
Fake news.
Yeah, fake news. And they're just not truthful. And a lot of people will just read a headline and believe that it's real.
Yeah.
The point is you need to be able to be a critical thinker.
I think I'm pretty good at that.
Yeah.
Like whenever I see something online, I just know.
Well, what's your process? What do you do? How do you go about figuring out whether something's true or not?
Well, it's kind of just a feeling I get, I guess. Yeah. I'll get into it and then I'll start reading it. And I'm just like, this is so stupid.
Right.
Like, what's the point of posting that? It's not going to do anything.
I
don't know.
As far as like do any good or
it's not going to do any good. It's just going to. Yeah.
So let's say a politician says something, you know, he says that, tax cuts will save everybody money and the economy will grow.
Yeah.
Let's say somebody says that. How do you go about figuring out whether or not that's true?
Well, I've never had to figure out anything like that, but since, I don't know, I guess just try and understand what the article is about.
Yeah.
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 Just
so,
read into it.
Good. Yeah. So reading it's a good start.
Yeah, definitely.
Actually reading the article is a good start. So this is what kind of college will teach you how to do.
Yeah.
It'll teach you how to research things. So, you know, okay, here's what this says. I know what to do. I know where to go to get reliable information.
Mm-hmm.
I know what I should be looking for as far as like real data is concerned.
Yeah.
And it teaches you how to do that. So you can look at something eventually and just be like, oh, that looks a little that's a little sketchy. And then you can go read about it and go do a little more research and kind of form your own opinion.
Yep.
That's cool. So, you know, you don't have to go to school, but that's a pretty valuable lesson to learn.
Yeah, I'm thinking about it.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's something. Yeah, I might. If I go next year, I get a year for free since I'm still 17.
Community college?
Yeah, it's called Skagit Valley College.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That'd be cool.
Yep.
If it's free, I'd definitely do it.
Yeah.
I think, you know, you kind of sound like me when I was that age, too. You're just curious.
Yeah, definitely.
So you just take a bunch of different classes. Mm-hmm. Take a geography class. Take a math class.
That's kind of what I'm doing now. I'm in a culinary class right now. I just did it just to do it.
Yeah.
Yep.
Do it. I mean, I took a Native American art history class in community college. It was fantastic.
It's kind of like I took a contemporary American culture class.
Nice.
And it just taught us about culture for the past like 100-200 years.
Yeah, what did you learn about American culture that really impacted you?
It's I guess just how everything came to be,
right?
Like how different things affected each other, like what music music created other music,
right?
Which is crazy,
right?
Yeah,
history is important.
Yep.
History, hopefully we learn from it, right?
Yeah.
Damn, I'm still a little sick here, sorry. So we kind of got started about this, all this, talking about your dad a little bit and kind of what you admired about him. You said he was a hard worker. So when you, have you even thought about like what a man should be?
Definitely. Yeah.
Yeah. And so what have you taken away from your dad that's been like, I want to adopt that. Like that's to me, when you look at him and you think to me, that's what a man should be. What about him is that?
Just be there for the children, mm-hmm. the wife, help them out when they need help.
Yeah.
Do stuff around the house, definitely.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and then
help out.
Just support your family and mm-hmm. then give them what they need.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a pretty good start,
yeah.
right? Do you feel like a lot of guys don't do that?
Yeah, definitely, yeah.
Yeah. What do you think that is?
I don't think they were taught right.
Mm. Yeah, it is tough when you're not even given those skills when you're young, you know what I mean? So beyond your dad, what else do you think kind of makes a man? What do you think makes a strong man, or what traits what does it mean to be a man to you?
What does it mean to be a man? Let's see. I don't know if I can't really think of anything else.
Dude, I can tell you, I wasn't thinking about any of this when I was your age.
Yeah.
Just wasn't.
Yep.
But obviously it's been
a hot topic, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And how, I guess let's take it from that perspective. What are your thoughts on all this that's going on? Like, it's pretty recent. So you were probably 16 or 17 when it all popped up. As far as like the Me Too movement and stuff like that. And
yeah,
just this idea of toxic masculinity. And so what's going through your head when all this comes up?
Just like, what is it again? The question?
So if you consider toxic masculinity, which is, would be your like traditional masculinity, that's, you know, angry, violent, powerful, yeah, that sort of thing. And it's leading to, men taking advantage of women, using their power to,
yeah,
you know, so what are your thoughts on that?
Well, I mean, the reason why we get that, why people think we are so aggressive, mm-hmm, I'm pretty sure that's just because of like our ancestors.
Sure. I think it's a biological thing.
It's just like a biological thing. Yeah. I mean, not everyone's like that too.
Sure.
I don't think it's right to say all men are aggressive.
Right.
Yeah. Right. They're definitely not.
Right. We definitely have, biologically speaking, you know, we have more testosterone.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that can definitely create a little more aggression, a mm-hmm little more anger too.
Yeah.
It's associated with that. But there's definitely a disconnect with a lot of these guys where they let it get out of control.
Yeah.
And they're not being taught a lot of things, what you just said, to love, to be open, to do all that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Right. When did you start thinking about what it means to be a man? Cause you said you had been thinking about it a little bit.
Well, probably, I think the beginning of like junior year is when I really started thinking about things.
So this is last year.
Just this last year. Yeah.
Yeah.
I was kind of just living life before that.
Yeah. Didn't really even see any of it.
Yep. Came like a train, basically.
And when did you start seeing some of it in high school? Like, what did you see? Did you like, as far as like, ooh, that's kind of a weird trait, when did you start seeing those masculine traits in people?
Like aggressiveness?
Yeah, even that, or, you know, a lot of men are, you know, told to not cry and to be strong and stern and, you know, to not be open. And that's like a traditional masculinity.
Yeah, I've definitely been exposed to like that, like outlook of men, like most of my life.
Yeah.
But I've never like adapted to that.
Yeah. Why not?
It's just because of how I was raised. Mm-hmm. I was never, I don't know. I think everyone is equal. Women, men are equal. Yeah.
Sure. And that, I guess, being, if you were like that, say, would that make you feel comfortable being like that? Like, could you go throughout the world
just being aggressive?
Yeah,
angry?
Just kind of, yeah, a little bit like being super stern and, you know, not crying. And, you know, a lot of the times too in work, men are encouraged to work long hours and wear it as a badge of honor.
Yeah.
And, you know, do you think you could do any of that? How would you feel?
I could, but I wouldn't want to.
Yeah, you wouldn't feel good, probably.
I would just want to come home and then just relax.
Yeah.
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 I think that's why some men are so aggressive, is because they can't let anything out.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
They don't know how to share.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they're probably just fucking tired from working 13 hours a day.
Yeah.
It's weird, man. Like, I know tons of guys, even like our parents' age.
Yeah.
Who would just be like, I just worked 13 hours. They'd think it was cool. That's but then they're crazy. So tired, and then they'd be assholes because they're so tired.
Yeah, it's no fun.
No, nobody wants to do that. Nobody wants to work that much. That's ridiculous.
Yeah.
But what do you, you know, there's positives to being a man, right?
Yeah.
What do you think are some of, like, the societal positives, like, in society of men? What do you think they can provide society that's a positive?
Can you ask that again?
Yeah, so if you look at society, like men's role in society.
Yeah.
What do you think we can provide society that's a positive? And it could be even your view, like, here's how I think a man should be, and this is why it would be a positive in society.
I guess just to be well, I think all men should be supportive of their family. I feel like men, if they were raised correctly, they can be there for family and friends and just everyone.
So just really taking on that position as leading in a supportive way.
Leading, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you know, and that's, we're not saying that women can't do that, but you're just saying that, you know, men have also have the ability to be very supportive.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a good. I think it's good to think about how we can kind of fit into society because you mentioned already, too, that we all need to be on equal footing.
Yeah.
But there are some things men do well, right?
Yep.
Yeah, we're good at working. We're good at tasks. We're good at a lot of different things.
Yeah.
How are you with, like, showing your emotions?
I'm fine with it.
Yeah. You can keep it pretty calm, but you're able to open up a little bit.
Yeah, yeah, definitely.
Yeah, I think that's important, too. As men, we should be able to contribute to society with some calm emotion instead of being kind of, like, erratic.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because that can really get out of hand.
Yeah.
Even when, like you said, when you don't show it, it gets bottled up.
Uh-huh.
Have you ever felt bottled up or, like, you wanted to share but couldn't share?
Not often, but definitely. I feel like everyone's, like, felt like that.
Right. But. Well, everyone has some insecurities they don't want to talk about, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. That can be tough. There's a lot of stuff that I don't talk about, too.
Yep.
But once you tell, like, one person, it's like, oh, that felt so good. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
In kind of a weird way, but, yeah, you know, that's
true.
Yeah, it's tricky, though. It's tricky because, especially for guys like us, and I was going to ask you this, we like to be ourselves.
Yeah.
And so sometimes you're going to get resistance to that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people are going to resist who you are.
Yeah, just push them away.
Yeah, yeah. And so how do you feel when kind of you're yourself in a situation and that's rejected?
I don't know. I kind of just ignore it, I guess.
Yeah.
I try not to get back at them, but sometimes I'll do it, I guess. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it's, you know, we don't live... This isn't, like, normal.
Yeah.
I mean, a lot of people, I think, and I don't have any science behind this or anything, but, you know, more people in general are more comfortable following a crowd.
Yeah.
They don't stand out. It's safe. Humans are very much tribal animals.
Yeah.
So if you have kind of a lone wolf, and not in a bad way, but if you have somebody just out there doing their own thing, it's kind of, it can kind of make you feel outside, right?
Yeah.
And so that's, you know... I don't know. Do you feel like an outsider? I don't want to put that on you, but.
Because
I have. I mean, I've been in many situations where I'm just doing my own thing, just curious about other things than what my friends are doing or our group is doing that I felt like an outsider, like sometimes I wasn't accepted.
I feel like that sometimes, but I don't let it bother me.
Yeah, it doesn't bother you.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yep.
Did you learn the tools to be able to handle those things somewhere?
I think I learned them pretty early on. I only had a few friends in elementary school. I never really hung out with anyone else. I do not care.
Right, right.
I'm just happy that I have the friends that I have now.
Sure.
Yeah.
It's interesting because I've had a shit ton of jobs.
Yep.
I've worked in several restaurants, worked at Starbucks. I worked on a boat one summer cleaning it out. Like, I've worked in all these jobs. And so I've been outside of my, like, my friend group, my safe group. Because I haven't been able to, like, create my own thing. Right. And I'm still with a group of people who I just met a year ago. For you, it sounds like you've always been with the same friend group. You're in this really loving, supporting family.
Yeah.
So how do you think you would be able to handle if you had to go get a job at a restaurant or something? Do you think you'd be cool with that?
I'd be fine with it. It'd be an adjustment.
Yeah.
But I think I could do it.
Yeah. Because that's where you might run into some challenges.
Yeah.
You know, if you don't want to hang out with them on one night and they'd be like, what? Yeah. So, I mean, that happens. But it's good you have the tools to just be like, eh, whatever.
Yeah.
Because you should feel comfortable just being you.
Mm-hmm.
That's really important.
Yeah, definitely.
Those are all super important things, man. What do you think are some really important, like, specific elements of masculinity? Like, if you look at, if whatever your definition of, like, healthy masculinity is, if you could point to, like, two or three things within that.
Just, like, a healthy, like, a relationship, like, with, like, men, basically?
It could be an ability to have relationships with men. It could be anything. When you look at masculinity, and how, you know, how men define themselves, what do you think are some really important elements within that? Like, this man has this trait, and this trait that make him a having healthy masculinity.
I guess just intelligent, like, like, smart, strong, being there.
Those are good.
Yeah.
Talk to me about intelligence. What does intelligence mean in that context to you? Like, because you can be, you know, book smart, right?
Yeah.
You can be really good at math, or you could be street smart.
I guess just being aware.
Ooh.
Yeah, aware.
That's a good word.
Yeah.
Just being aware. Well, you said something earlier, too, that's important, I think, is being present.
Yeah.
Being super present for your family, aware of what's going on around you, mm-hmm. and men aren't always good at that.
Yeah.
We're not always good at being aware of what's going on.
Yeah.
Do you ever have moments like that where your mom says something and you're like, I just had no idea what you meant?
Yep. Yeah. Definitely.
What's an example of that? That's kind of a hard question, I guess, but to pull off the top of your head.
I guess sometimes at school, someone will ask me a question and I'll just respond with something just that has nothing to do with the topic we're talking about.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's, I don't know.
Yeah.
I zone out pretty bad sometimes. Yeah.
I think we all do, man. That's good. Do you ever, how about, like, if somebody asks you a question, like your mom or your girlfriend.
Yeah.
And she's asking you a question, but she means something else. Yeah. Are you able to pick up on that, or are you just sometimes like, I didn't know what you mean?
I can sometimes.
Yeah.
It's probably about 50-50.
Yeah.
I get lucky sometimes if I do, but, like, I'm just lucky, I guess. picking some things up.
Sometimes you just wish they'd tell you.
Yep.
Just straight up.
Yep. They can be confusing sometimes.
It gets confusing. It's like, kind of told.
But are they aware that it's confusing, though? Because I don't think they are.
Good question.
Yeah.
I don't think they are aware how easily confused we are.
Yeah.
Like, I take things very literally.
Yep, me too.
You know, so if it's like...
It's like there's a hidden meaning behind everything.
Yeah, and it's like...
they're aware of, but we're not.
We're not.
Yeah.
We're not so good at those. You know, I think we can develop that skill.
Yeah.
You know, I think... I see myself as pretty emotionally intelligent and being able to understand what people are trying to get at. But every so often, if people are like, how are you? And I'll go, I'm fine. And they'll go, well, how are you? I'm like, I'm fine. Like, but they're trying to get at something else. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Okay. It's like, what? Or, maybe with your girlfriend, she might be picking somewhere to eat.
Yeah.
Right.
Oh yeah, definitely. It happened, like last week. I was trying to figure out if she wanted, to go to Olive Garden or if she wanted to go shopping at Target.
Yeah.
And we got in like a 5-minute argument sitting in my car, trying to figure out what we were doing. And eventually she gave in to Target.
That's funny.
Yeah.
But you were just like trying to help.
Yeah, I was fine with either one, but it just wasn't progressing.
So what do you think they could do to help us out?
Because,
I mean, we don't want to argue.
Yeah, yeah.
We don't like arguing.
Yeah.
We don't like any of it. It makes, you know, it's uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm.
And it's sometimes we just don't, we're answering a question literally.
Yeah.
Like, so what can the women out there, for our women lady listeners, what can they do to help us out here?
I guess just, like with my girlfriend, she'll, pick a place and then I say, Well, let me try and rephrase that. I'll pick like one place, and then she'll say no to that place, and I'll keep picking places.
Yeah. So at that point, just tell me what you want.
Yeah. Without having to guess.
Seems like men are pretty simple, right? We're pretty simple.
Yeah. If someone asks me what I want, I'll just tell them what I want.
Yeah, and that's what you want.
Yeah.
Like, there's no hidden meaning behind
it. Yeah, but they, women.
Yeah.
They just want you to guess. I don't know.
Yeah, not all women, but yeah, like, some. From our experience,
yeah,
it happens.
Yeah.
Like you said, it's like, if she says, hey, where do you want to go to eat? And you, like, say one place, she's like, no. And you say another one, no. It's like, well, at that point, just tell me where you want to go.
Yeah.
And let's go. And we, you know, for me at least, I wouldn't care.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't either.
It's more just about spending time with her, right?
Yeah.
I mean, so, I guess, ladies, just tell us what you want.
Mm-hmm.
And we're perfectly happy going there with you.
Yeah.
Right? It's kind of funny.
It doesn't bother me too much,
yeah.
But it's definitely something.
Definitely could be more efficient. Just tell me what you want.
Yeah.
I think, do you think it's like, they think we're a little more complicated than we are?
But we're just so simple.
We're just so simple that it's complicated. Like, they're like, you can't be that simple.
I think they're just too complicated.
No, that might be too. It's a bad combination of them being complicated and us being like blunt, simple, just tools.
Yep.
That's all right. I like to keep things simple.
Yeah.
You know.
It's less stressful that way.
Oh, it's way better.
Yeah.
It's way better. You want to eat Thai food? Yeah. Sure. You want to eat Italian food? Yeah, sure, whatever. I don't have to think about it.
Mm-hmm.
You're just going to eat food.
Yeah.
So how long have you been with your lady?
Almost 3 years now. June.
Shit.
It'll be three, yeah.
Shit.
Yeah.
Nice. And how does that, what does she kind of do for you? How does she make you feel?
I'm just happy she's there. Just shows love, appreciation.
Yeah.
That's kind of what I try and do, too.
Nice.
There's definitely hiccups every now and then, yeah, but it's bound to happen.
It's not easy, right?
Yeah.
It's not easy. And then, it's always tricky. Like, Rick, you seem like you're just all on equal footing, right, in your relationship.
Yep.
But how does, when you think about that relationship, how does she make you feel as a man? Have you ever thought about that at all? Like, what, you're like, ooh, that makes me, when she does that, it makes me feel like a man.
What was it again?
So, does she do anything for you that makes you feel like a man, that makes you feel connected to yourself as a man?
Well, she, needs help sometimes, mm-hmm. and then me being there as support makes me feel like a man, I guess.
Cool. Yeah. That's a really good thing you just brought up, like, men like to help.
Yeah, definitely.
I mean, it's not that we think we need to help, mm-hmm. but like we like to. It's like we like to feel like we have a task for the people we love.
Yeah, I love having things to do.
Right.
Yeah.
Because you just, well, I mean, why do you like doing things for her?
Makes both of us happy.
Yeah.
Yeah. It makes me happy seeing that she's happy. Then it's just, yeah, that's good.
Yeah, that's a great tip out there, ladies. So if you just give us a task that we can help you out on, we'll probably be pretty happy doing it.
Yeah.
Is there anything you need, like, for that task? Like, do you need a timeline on it, or do you need to say, hey, I need this done by 3 p.m. tomorrow? Because some guys, they'll just be like, she's like, oh, we need to, you know, pack the car for a trip. And you're like, that's not till 3 weeks from now.
Yeah, I feel if you give a deadline, then it just adds stress.
Yeah.
And the man's not going to want to do it. But if you ask him, like, hey, can you bring in the groceries? I'm sure he'll do it. Like,
right.
Yeah.
But it needs to be done now.
Yeah.
That sort of thing.
Yeah.
Cool. What if she's, like, seriously stressing about something that's, like, 3 weeks away? Would you be like, just relax, we'll get it done later? Or would you just help?
I'd probably... Let's see. I don't know.
Because for me, I'd be like, yo, that's not for another 3 weeks. Let's chill out a little
bit. I feel like I would try and take her mind off of it and then tell her that. Okay. Yeah. So I'd try and distract her and then explain it to her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because 3 weeks out, something like that seems like a long time, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
So, but really is what you're telling me is what I hear you saying is like, you know, part of your job in that role would be to support her still.
Yep.
Like, hey, calm down. You know, it's all good. We'll get it done. And here's when I'll get it done by. Maybe if you did that.
Yep.
You know, I wonder, I don't know. Ladies can tell us if that would be good. But
yeah.
I like what you're saying. Something I've never really considered, that just give us a supportive role.
Mm-hmm.
Help, you know, I think, have you had many women as teachers?
Definitely, like probably 90%.
Yeah. Do you like it?
Yeah, it's fine. They're definitely good at helping for sure.
Right?
Yeah.
Do you think their women are good leaders?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like women are very strong leaders because they have a really good sense of knowing how different people feel in different situations. Right. Mm-hmm. So the point I'm getting at is like, I think more women need to take on a leadership role.
Yeah.
They need to be given the opportunity to even take on a leadership role.
Mm-hmm.
But I also think that they should be taking us with them to help.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yep.
So you just said, give us a task to help support you. So bring us along when you're leading and give us a task and we'll be super happy and we can help lead.
Yeah.
But you got to bring us along.
Mm-hmm.
How do you feel as far as like, you don't have to share too much about your relationship, but, do you feel like it's super inclusive like that? Or do you feel like she's making all the decisions or you feel like it's a pretty good balance?
I think it's a good balance.
Yeah.
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 It's definitely, it's different. Like every day, sometimes it'll be more me and then more her, or it'll just be like equal.
Mm-hmm.
But, pretty equal.
That's good.
Yeah.
That's good. What are kind of some of the struggles that you run into?
I guess like if she's upset and then I try and figure out what's wrong and then she's like, I'm fine.
Yeah.
Yep.
So it's like when you try to help
and it just doesn't work. It backfires hard.
And then, and then you try to help more.
And then it's done. It's not, yeah.
That can happen too, man.
Yep.
You just give her a hug and be like, I tried. I love you.
Yeah.
That's funny. Cool. Relationships are tricky, man. Dealing with what you're trying to grow as a person too. Mm-hmm. The other person is trying to grow, especially at your age. So what are you looking forward to most as you grow to be like an older man? Like when you start to get to old Grandpa Brad over here's age?
Definitely having memories and learning. I definitely want to learn a lot.
Yeah, so to have memories, you have to you want to experience good things.
Yep, definitely.
So, but when you're looking at a guy my age, when you're looking at a 30-year-old, what are you wondering? Is this like, are you looking forward to being 30, or are you looking, or what about being an older man? Not, I don't mean like grandpa old, but I just mean older than you.
Yeah.
What are you looking forward to? Do you think there's anything to look forward to?
I think there's a lot to look forward to. Yeah. I just don't know what it is yet, mm-hmm. but I know it's coming.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What was it again? The question?
Just what are you looking forward to? Yeah, experiencing as you grow as a man.
I guess having a family.
Yeah.
Working hard to get something like a house.
Mm-hmm. So providing.
Yeah, providing.
Being in a position to provide. You're into the, you want to definitely have a family?
Yeah, definitely, 100%.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah.
That's cool. That's important. If you want to, you should definitely do it. It's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, man, I think you seem just so level-headed for 17.
Yeah.
and so kind of aware of what's going on, that's, you're off to a great start. Like, dude, I was a mess in my 20s. And just mentally, just a mess.
Yeah.
But as you grow, and this is great for you because you're already, you know, confident and you're a kind dude and loving dude. But as you grow, you'll just get more confident in yourself.
Yeah.
You'll know yourself even more. You'll care even less about what people think.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Just do you, as long as you're being a good person and not shitting on people.
Yeah.
So it'll get even better.
Yeah, definitely.
Maybe that's hard to imagine because you seem like you're loving life, right?
Yep. Yeah. Life is great.
Oh, dude, life is so good.
Yep.
Better than not life.
Yeah.
What are some tools, like when you get frustrated or angry, what are some tools that you use to...
Oh, kinda... music.
Yeah. Music?
Definitely music.
Yeah? What kind of music do you listen to?
I listen to a lot of... like metal, like screamo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Does that calms you down?
It's weird. It doesn't seem like it should, yeah. But it does.
That's yeah. Cool. Yeah. I've listened to, Tommy and I used to listen to a lot of different music, but I never got into screamo. It just kind of like was loud to me.
Yeah. It was in the beginning.
Yeah.
I used to think it was so, I don't know, so like crazy when I was younger. I just never was into it.
And then you started kind of, understanding it, right?
Yeah, I started understanding it, and it's the meaning of like the music.
Sure.
It's different, it's a new thing.
So you really connect, so when you're kind of angry and stuff like that, you're connecting with the meaning within the music.
Yeah, it doesn't even matter really what song it is. If I'm listening to something, then it just calms me down.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Okay, so music is one thing, listening to it. What else do you kind of use to calm yourself?
Showers.
Showers?
Showers are amazing. Just laying down. Just relaxing. Not thinking. I'm really good at not thinking of anything. I know, like, my mind can just be blank.
Have you ever done meditation at all?
I've thought of it. I've never gotten into it.
Yeah.
But
it sounds like you'd be wired for it.
Yeah.
And there really is no like right or wrong with meditation.
You just gotta do it.
It's just a practice. It's a practice.
Yeah.
And you can do it for 30 years and all of a sudden you're like, you can have a tough day at it.
Yeah.
You know, I've done it on and off for a while, but it's hard. It's mm-hmm. still hard. But it's really good to
try. Yeah.
Well, it's good to let your mind run, you know yep. what I mean? And just it really calms you. And eventually you get into that quiet space that you were just describing.
Mm-hmm.
Those are really good skills to develop. It sounds like you have a pretty healthy system to keep yourself balanced.
Yeah, I think so too. Yeah.
Yeah. What else do you do? Do you do any, do any sports or any types of exercises like that?
I'll go walk sometimes. I haven't done it much lately. I haven't felt the need to, but I probably should.
Yeah.
But, or I'll go skateboarding around town. Sure. It's sure. pretty fun. Just relaxing.
You've been skateboarding for a while, right?
I don't skateboard that much.
Yeah.
I got like the basics down.
Yeah.
But,
yeah. Not doing too many tricks or anything like
yeah.
that.
Yeah. I'm more into just cruising around.
Yeah. That's cool though.
Yeah.
You gotta have... It's good to have a physical outlet, too.
Yeah.
Get your heart rate up. Always makes you feel a little bit better.
Mm-hmm.
Any of your friends into any sports at all?
Baseball, football.
Yeah.
Running. Yeah.
Yeah, nice.
Yep.
You can hear me getting up every morning to go. How often do you go watch? Are you into watching sports at all?
I'm really not into watching them.
Yeah.
I like... I've never gotten into football, but I like soccer, baseball.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's always good to have those, to be able to have something to watch, you know, either with your friends or something like that you can connect through.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cool. So good. You have a nice little system already built.
Mm-hmm.
You're way ahead of the game, man.
Yep.
I'm curious because you seem pretty, you know,
Like, you're just aware of what's going on, you know, what makes a good person, what doesn't. Who are some of your kind of male role models? It could be pop culture. It could be, you know, even your dad, or it could be anybody. Business, it could be.
Probably mainly my dad, I would say.
Yeah.
I guess I don't really look up to too many, like, famous people, I suppose, but mainly just the people around me.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure. Why not famous people? What do you feel like, what is that there? Because a lot of people do, right? A lot of people will see sports figures or actors or politicians or whatever as role models. So what about that kind of turned you off?
I just never got into the lives of those people. Like, I've never look them up and then read like a Wikipedia page about them or anything like that. I would just listen to their music, I suppose.
Right. And that's a healthy outlook. Cause I mean, really there's no reason they should be pressured to be role models. I mean, they shouldn't be shitty people. Right.
Yeah.
But I mean, at the same time, it's like, okay, they're doing their job and they happen to get famous for it, but that doesn't mean they're role models.
Yeah.
Do you see people now, in the spotlight that you're like, what the hell? Like,
oh yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And how does that kind of make you feel? Cause a lot of people are like those people, right?
Yeah, definitely now too. A lot of the rappers now, I'm just like, what are they doing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, a lot of those guys are coming from pretty tough upbringings, and I don't really know a lot about them anymore. So I don't really follow a lot of it, but, it's interesting, man. Yeah, that's interesting. You don't have a male role model like in pop culture or anything. I mean, I only say that because I definitely know I did. They're always looking up to sports figures and stuff like that. Even actors that I admired a lot.
Yeah.
Even fictional characters that I liked a lot. That's good.
Definitely people that I have liked, but I've never been like, oh, I want to be him when I'm older.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure.
I kind of just want to be myself, I suppose.
Yeah, no, that's cool. I mean, I guess I wasn't talking exactly like, oh, I want to be that person, emulate that person, but that you just admire.
Yeah.
Who are some of those people?
Well, a lot of actors like Adam Sandler.
Yeah.
Musicians. I used to like Eminem a lot when I was
younger. Sure.
Yeah. I don't know, mainly just actors. Simon Pegg.
Yeah. Hot Fuzz. And,
yeah, Hot Fuzz. Yeah, that used to be my I think that is probably my favorite actor.
He's cool.
Yeah.
He's cool,
and
right?
Nick Frost also is funny.
Yep. Same troupe of comedians. Yeah. Well, comedic actors, writers. Yeah, dude, I grew up watching Jim Carrey. And
definitely Jim Carrey, too.
Even watching Adam Sandler, so
kind
of still all the same guys.
Yeah. I feel like I have more of a, like, your guys' generation outlook on them rather than the kids nowadays.
Yeah.
Because a lot of kids probably don't even know who they are, which is crazy.
Oh, my God, it's crazy.
Yeah.
It's crazy, right? That's cool. And that was probably from Tommy.
Yeah, probably, yeah.
Yeah, that's good. You need to,
and my parents too. Like they tell me to watch a movie sometimes. I'll go
an
and
old
watch
one.
It, and it's like, this is really good.
Like an old one.
Yeah, like an old one.
Yeah, I mean, I was the same way with my dad and your parents growing up. They'd tell me to watch this movie, and I'm like, dude, that's like made in the '80s, and you watch it, and it's hilarious.
Yeah,
yeah, that's good. Just keep an open mind like that. Yeah, we're in an interesting time, man. How are you feeling about how things are moving along in the country?
I think it's, I don't know. I think, it's kind of crazy.
Yeah.
I have no idea what's going on or what is going to go on, but
yeah.
I guess we'll just have to see.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, there's a lot of shit going on.
Yeah.
Whether it be, you know, with women or, race issues, and
there's a lot. Yeah,
there's a lot going on right now.
Mm-hmm.
I've definitely never in my life have I seen anything like this.
Yeah,
so
it's crazy.
Hopefully,
like,
hopefully
the past like 5-6 years, it's been like so much.
Yeah, we're at like peak crazy right now.
Yeah,
it's a pretty weird soap opera we're watching.
Yep.
So, but.
I guess that's what happens when you get a bunch of old white men in charge. So
yeah.
Shit just goes off the rails, man. Yeah, we'll see, though. It's should be interesting.
Yeah.
But what is one thing that you would like to see change in the country, I guess?
I guess people need to stop being so, like, judgmental.
Yeah.
Letting people be themselves.
Sure.
That's the main thing, I think.
Just let people be who they want to be.
Yeah, if they're gay, bisexual,
yeah,
straight, or anything, yeah.
Yeah, who cares?
Yeah, it's who they want to be. So, yeah. It's not going to affect you, so why should you have a say in, like, who they are? Yeah.
Wait a minute. Are you saying that gay people don't affect your relationship, Nick? Of course they don't.
Yeah.
Silly. Yeah, but I think that's... I mean, that would solve a lot of problems, right?
Yeah.
Just live and let be.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good way to look at it. It's pretty simple, but it's not at the same time, right?
Yeah.
People are super opinionated, and it gets heated. Something I was thinking about along those same lines is social media. You've grown up in an age with rampant, like, the strongest social media has ever been. You got to remember, Tommy and I grew up without social media.
Yeah.
We grew up without smartphones. Those didn't come around until, what, 10 years? Smartphones, like 2007, 2008?
Yeah, 2008, I think.
iPhone, right?
Yeah, the first iPhone.
Yeah. So, and even then, Facebook wasn't until I was in college, and it was like...
2005, I think, 2006.
2005, 2006, and it was like really weird back then. Yeah. And we still had like MySpace at that time, maybe. And
yeah.
Yeah, so all of this, I skipped through it. Like, we didn't have it in high school.
Mm-hmm.
What is your, has it affected your high school experience? Has there been just shit online when you're just like, just didn't want to deal with it? Or what's the social media experience been like for you in high school?
Facebook hasn't been too bad.
Yeah.
Well, actually, no. I guess Facebook has been at times.
tell me, it hasn't been recently.
Yeah. Some people just post stupid stuff.
Yeah.
And then that's why I deleted like probably 90% of all like the kids at the high school on my Facebook. Yeah. I only kept like my good
unfriended
friends.
Them or muted them.
I think I blocked all of them.
Nice.
Almost. Yeah.
Strong move.
Yeah.
I like
Same
it.
On Instagram. I don't use my old Instagram anymore. I use my new one. I don't know. I'm not too heavy into social media.
Yeah.
I just talk to my friends and that's it.
Good.
Yeah. Sometimes I'll post stuff on Facebook, but it's not much.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I see you posting on there like rarely, but every time you do, it's like, oh man, good post.
Yep.
And I say that about 2% of the people that I see on Facebook. I have a lot of just most people blocked.
Yeah.
Like, I just don't see their post. I didn't unfriend them, but I just don't see their post.
Mm-hmm.
So I leave a few people like you up there where it's like, you know, recently you were just like, can we all just love each other?
I think you can unfollow people.
Yeah, you unfollow. That's what I do.
Yeah.
That's what I do. I just unfollow people.
Yeah, then you won't see their posts.
See their posts, and you're still quote-unquote friends. But
yeah.
But yeah, I mean, like, you had a recent one where it was like, yeah, you're right. Just stop being shitheads to each other.
Oh, yeah.
Love each other.
Yep.
So simple, but it's not at the same time. But it's a good reminder. But I can't imagine having to had growing up in this time with social media when
it's
we were
chaotic,
in high school.
Yeah.
It's just chaos, man.
I think I've gotten used to it to where it doesn't bother me too much. But I see it bothering other people.
Sure, right?
Yeah.
People talk shit on there.
Yeah.
Hard.
Yep.
Like, they have no... Yeah. There's no filter.
It's because they're not in person.
Right.
Like, if they were standing right next to someone, they wouldn't do that.
Right. But it's creating problems in person, too. Right.
Yeah.
Once those people see each other.
Then it's just chaos. It's just chaos. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Social media, man. When it first started, it used to be like how you used it, where we would just use it to kind of communicate with each other.
Mm-hmm.
We'd play silly games. On there that don't exist anymore, but now it's just turned into this really weird
weird place where people go after each other pretty hard.
Yeah.
It's kind of sad.
Yeah, definitely.
There's no tolerance. It's kind of weird. Do you think those will stick around for a long time?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. It sucks, but I think it's going to be around, like, until social media ends.
Yeah.
I mean, social media might last 5 more years, or it might last, like, millions, I don't know.
Yeah, just whenever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Might just be a thing till we go extinct, I don't know.
What ideas do you have that we can make it better? Because, I mean, there's some good things about it.
Yeah, staying connected with your friends. Yeah. I guess just if anyone just puts out negative vibes, you just block them instantly. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Just don't give them the validation, right?
Yeah.
Because a lot of people, like, they like clicks, right? They like to get that like.
Yeah.
You know, they did you know that a lot of those, like, Facebook and stuff, they hired, like, researchers to figure out how to increase your dopamine from using it?
Oh, yeah, I have. It's crazy.
Like, that's scary, right?
Yeah.
So, you know, that's a tough thing to shake because it creates an addiction.
Yeah, it does.
So, what other ideas can we do to make it better? It's tricky. I mean, there's, you know, it's not an easy question to answer, so I understand if it's just like, fuck, I don't know.
Yeah, I guess I don't. I mean, people are going to be people. They're going to be bullies. Yeah. You just have to deal with it.
Yep. Just kind of ignore it.
Yeah.
Yeah, don't give them the satisfaction, right?
Hopefully people will start to get good at ignoring people.
Yeah.
And then once that happens, then hopefully it'll just fade out of existence.
Are you on Twitter at all?
Oh, that's the only one. That's the only social media I haven't, like, gotten into.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It can be good if you use it right. Like, you can follow all the news you like and just kind of use it as a news feed. But your generation's really good at Twitter.
Yeah.
They're just savages on there.
Yeah. Some of it's kind of funny.
There's tons of funny stuff on there.
Have you seen some of the Gordon Ramsay stuff?
Oh, yeah. He's just, he tears people apart.
I mean, he's like, I don't even know how old he is now, but he's
50s or something. Yeah, 50
something, but he just 60. Wrecks people. It's so funny.
Gordon Ramsay, how's my chicken? It's garbage.
Yeah. And so it's hilarious. It's awful.
Or I saw one where it was like this lady was like, oh, my boyfriend made me this dish. He just goes, dump him. It's just like, Jesus, man.
Yeah, it's savage.
He's great. Speaking of kind of your generation on Twitter, so the Parkland, you're familiar with.
Oh, yeah.
What do you think about those kids? When you look at kids your age, like, leading these huge rallies, what's going through your head?
I think they're really mature.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Because they're, a lot of them are younger than me, too.
Right.
Which is weird. But I feel like if I was in that situation, then I would be able to do that.
You do?
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Have that confidence.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, you're really well-spoken and smart, and you seem to care so much about people that,
mm-hmm.
yeah, I think you would excel in it. I don't know. I can't say. I mean, I've never been in a situation like that, but I don't remember me being in that mind frame, in that mindset when I was your age.
I mean, I don't think things like that were going on as often, right?
Well,
there was that one college.
They were definitely happening.
Yeah, they were happening.
They were happening. I think it's, I can't remember what your combine was.
It was 1999.
Yeah, it was 20 years ago almost now. So,
yeah.
So I was, you know, 10 years old.
It was on April 20th, I believe.
Right,
too.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember that. I
Which is Hitler's, Hitler's birthday. Yeah.
420, yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. There are definitely some that happened,
mm-hmm.
but I guess it didn't, since none happened to us, that it just didn't spark that much outrage.
Yeah.
I don't know if, I think my generation, I think Gen Xers really care. We really want, in the same way that, you know, you care about doing an independent job and just mm-hmm. being ourselves, like, We do care. We care about our fellow. We care about the person sitting next to us.
Yeah.
But at that age, I'm not sure that, I don't know if I could have done it. So it's just so, mm-hmm. like, I look at those kids and I'm just so inspired.
Yeah, definitely.
And it's so cool to hear you even say, yeah, I'd do it.
I would. I mean, it would be definitely something that would just be so crazy.
Yeah.
That I would, like, feel the need to just be involved in. If right. it was my high school, then I would just step up. Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yep.
And that's part of that leadership thing, too, right?
Yeah.
That'd kind of make you, that'd make you feel good.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah,
super important. What do you think about all those? What do you think about, like, the peaceful protests?
They're better. They're definitely better than, like, aggressive protests.
Well, sure. Yeah. Right. Yeah.
As long as they're not, like, doing it in front of, like, shops and, like, wrecking people's businesses, then I think it's fine.
Right. You just want it to stay peaceful.
Just peaceful. They need to have a place where they can do it that's not going to affect other people's businesses. Like, sometimes there'll be protests downtown,
mm-hmm.
and it'll be in front of my mom's shop.
Yeah.
And it just completely...
stuff.
Yeah, just wrecks that day.
Stuff, you know. But yeah. even... But, you know, it gets people's attention, right?
Yep.
And sometimes... sometimes we need to have our attention...
yeah,
definitely. ...refocused. So, it does suck when you're blocking the road and stuff, but... America was founded on protest.
Yep.
So that's part of...
And that's crazy. I never thought of it like that.
Yeah, I mean, that's what's part of beautiful about living in this country, right?
Yeah.
Is that we have the right to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And we can, you know, we are powerful people. Yeah. This is our country. Yep. It's nobody else's country. You know, we hire the politicians,
mm-hmm.
right? So part of the thing with peaceful protests is you're out there, you're saying, hey, we're super concerned.
Yeah.
About what's going on, and we're going to get your attention, and we're going to block some roads. But I can definitely see where it would just piss off business owners.
Yeah, it definitely does. Yeah.
But there's got to be a balance. It doesn't happen every day. And
yeah, that's true.
But going back to kind of the Parkland kids, it's pretty fucking amazing that...
they could do that, yeah.
Oh, my God. They had that March for Our Lives had, I don't know how many people at it. It was... Mm-hmm. Across the country, there had to have been a million people marching.
There were people at the high school too,
right?
Yeah,
right. That's awesome. Did you participate in any of that?
I think it wasn't for the Parkland mm-hmm. shooting. It was for something else, like gun rights.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, that but, same kids kind of started that.
Okay. Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. Cool.
Yeah. So did you have any desire to participate, or did you participate?
Not. I didn't participate in that one. I wasn't really exposed to, like, what was happening,
what was
at
going
the time
on. Yeah,
but I feel like if I was more exposed, and then I probably would have gone. Yeah,
sure. What are your thoughts on guns? I mean, and just for me to share, I guess, first, just in case you're uncomfortable, like, I grew up on the Oregon coast, hunting family, mm-hmm. shooting guns when I was, you know, young. I never really took to it.
Yeah.
I don't have a problem with people hunting.
Yeah.
I don't care. Like, as long as you're hunting legally and you're going to eat the food.
Yeah, that's...
I'm okay with that. Do I think we need assault rifles? No.
Yeah.
But, I mean, that's... Some people do. I just disagree. But how do you feel about them? Any desire to shoot them?
I mean, it's fun, for sure.
Yeah.
We don't need them. I mean, we can protect our home with a handgun.
Sure.
If we're trained well enough, definitely also. We don't need fully automatic weapons in our houses.
Right.
But right. I feel like, I don't know, some people like practicing with them too. It's just a fun thing to do.
Mm-hmm.
It's tough because... there's no way of making everyone happy.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, there is no way of making everyone happy.
Because if we take everyone's guns away, people are... It's just going to be chaos.
And that's where it gets really confusing, right? Because I don't think... Like, I'm not saying take everyone's guns away.
Yeah.
You know, I don't... I just don't see a need for assault rifles.
Yeah, I don't either.
Like,
yeah.
like military-grade assault rifles.
Yep.
I don't want everyone's guns taken away.
Yeah, I don't either.
But I also don't think that's what people are saying when they say gun reform.
Mm-hmm.
But for some reason, people are like, oh, it's, you know, we're going to take their guns. Mm-hmm. But I don't know. Have you ever shot a gun?
Oh, yeah.
Does that make you feel like a man at all? Do you feel like that's a really macho thing to do?
It definitely. It's like, I never thought of it like that when I was doing it.
Yeah.
But it's just a fun thing.
You just see it as fun.
Yeah. It's just, I don't know. Just some people, it's like a hobby for some people.
Yeah.
It's definitely, it's an expensive hobby.
Yeah.
But it would be fun.
Yeah. It's, for some guys, it definitely makes them feel powerful and stuff. I don't know. For some not like you, it could just be fun. But maybe that's a little better way to put it, or outlook to have on it.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's a really tricky subject.
Yeah, it is. And I'll think about that for a long time.
I'll probably get shit just for what I said right there from people, but that's okay.
Yeah.
We can all have our own opinions, right?
Yep.
Yeah, there's just so many things like that where you can, like you said, you can have an opinion and they're just people attack.
Yeah.
Cool. So near the end of each episode, I ask these two questions.
Yep.
And it's called What Women Wonder.
Yeah.
So I got all these questions from women listeners and people I know in my life that they want to hear two guys talk about.
Okay, yeah.
So they could, you know, some of them are kind of serious or some of them were like, oh, I never thought about that, but they're pretty cool.
Yeah.
So first question, why are so men sensitive to constructive criticism? She assumes that we are.
Yeah.
Are we? Are you sensitive to when somebody gives you constructive criticism?
It does depend on what it's about.
Yeah.
But, I don't know. I feel like if they word it in a certain way, then it wouldn't affect me as much. Right.
How so? I mean, like for an example,
yeah. Let's see. I guess like, let's see. You could say, like, I wish you wouldn't do something, and then just tell them that they're doing something wrong, but not give them crap for it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So just do it gently.
Just gently, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know if it's that we're sensitive to constructive criticism. I think maybe sometimes it feels like we have that value as a man attacked.
Mm-hmm.
Like if,
yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, definitely.
Like you were saying, maybe if your lady was upset about you, that made you feel like you weren't providing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yep. That would probably upset you.
Definitely. Yeah.
So I think, you know, all men have insecurities, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they're not great to have, but we work on them still. But
yeah.
I don't really know if, like, constructive criticism, I think that's a person-to-person thing.
Yeah.
I think all humans are a little sensitive to being criticized.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But, I don't know, it's hard. I mean, I guess it's going to be hard for me to say, like, yeah, I'm not sensitive, right? Or it's going to be easy for me to say, yeah, I'm not sensitive, but I am to certain things.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if it's a male trait or it's just a me trait.
Yeah.
But what are some of the things that you've been criticized for?
I guess the music. Are you talking about like from a woman?
Yeah.
Oh. Really not.
Well, you know, the question doesn't say that, so it could be from anyone.
Yeah, I guess really I haven't gotten much from like women or anything. I've only had one girlfriend that I've been like really involved with, and she hasn't given me like too much criticism.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I guess I don't get a ton of criticism.
Sure. That's good.
Yeah.
You're doing something right.
Yep. Something right.
Yeah. I mean, trying to just think back, you know, I think it's a lot of it too comes across when we're doing right.
Yeah.
And then we get criticized for what we think is right, or we feel like we're wronged. We don't like feeling like we're trapped.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know. It's tough. I think it's really a person to person thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's a tough one to think about, but cool. Thanks for sharing.
Yeah.
So the second question, what are your thoughts about therapy? This is kind of a multi-part question. So what are your thoughts about therapy? Have you been to therapy? If not, what stops you? And are any of those roadblocks, like what would stop you, have to do with the fact that you're a man?
I have been to therapy. It does help if you have a therapist that like works well with you.
Sure.
But I don't know. It's just not all therapists are going to be good for you. So you just have to search around.
Yeah.
And I think it's fine for men to go to therapy.
Yeah. You don't feel any shame about it?
No.
Good.
Yep.
Good. I mean, I go every week.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. I love it.
Yeah.
But like you said, it's super important to find a good one that kind of you vibe with.
Yeah, definitely.
Have you had a couple different ones?
I've only had one.
Male or female?
Female.
Mm-hmm.
I went there for probably 4 or 5 months.
Yeah.
It's just something my parents wanted me to do.
Sure.
It helped a little bit, but I wasn't like in desperate need of needing to go to a therapist. So, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I do it for maintenance.
Maintenance, yeah.
Yeah, just do it it's like an oil change, you know what I mean? I'm kind of, like you said, it's important to find somebody you vibe with, and usually I generally prefer females. Mm-hmm. For some reason, I just feel more loved.
Yeah.
I mean, I know that there are men therapists, and that's their job, is to be there and listen and be a therapist, but I just don't feel as comfortable.
Yeah.
So even like that, I don't mind. But being very specific, I think you have better success that way. Do you want to go? You're not in it now.
No, I'm not. Yeah.
Do you have any desire to ever do it again? Just for even like I was saying, like I do it for maintenance.
I would try that out.
Yeah.
It's not something I need,
yeah,
but I would definitely give it a shot.
Yeah. I think just definitely, you know, I could say I don't need it. Right.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like I improve.
Yeah.
You know, just as a human, when I come out of it,
it's just like a boost you feel, right?
It's like a boost. Yeah. So I guess I don't need to eat kale.
Yeah.
But when I eat it, I feel good.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So you don't need it, but it definitely can elevate you.
Yeah.
And I don't mean like make you better than somebody else. I just mean elevate your spirit.
Emotions feel better too.
Yeah. 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 So, for anyone out there considering it, definitely not something to be shameful of.
Yeah.
Definitely just go for it.
Mm-hmm.
Why do you think some men don't want to do it?
They want to take care of it themselves.
Yeah.
They have been taught they shouldn't show emotion.
Sure.
Which I think is stupid, but
kind of stupid.
Yeah.
Right?
Yep.
It's like the most human thing we have is emotion. Yeah. So any dudes out there considering doing the therapy,
mm-hmm,
probably a good idea.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cool. All right. So I have three questions that I like to ask people, and these are kind of quick ones. You can say more about them if you want, or you can just answer them and be done with them. But these are kind of what we end with, just some quick questions. One of them I'm going to have to adjust.
Yep.
Because the original question is, if you could travel back in time to visit your 16-year-old self, what would you say?
Oh, yeah.
So since you almost literally just turned 17... If you could travel forward in time and deliver a message to your 30-year-old self, what would you say?
I guess that I hope you made good decisions and you weren't stupid.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Why is that? Why do you want to deliver that message?
I mean, I don't think it'll change anything.
Yeah.
But I don't know. It's kind of tough. Going forward,
right? I've never really thought about it. I just, usually it's backwards. It's a little easier when you have a life to kind of look back on. But
yeah, because I have no idea what's going to happen in like 13 years. I don't know what's going to be going on.
If you could take, maybe I'll phrase it like this. If you could take a peek at one age in the future, what age would you go look at yourself at and see where you are?
Probably like 30s. Yeah. Like early 30s.
Why is that?
Because I feel like that's when I'm going to like start having a family or have a decently developed family.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I don't want to have kids when I'm like 35. I don't want to have them when I'm like 19 or 20. I want to have them when I'm like 25, 26.
Good.
Yeah.
Good. It's interesting. It's an interesting little note. I wonder if that's different from generation to generation.
Yeah.
Because I know even like my grandparents, you know, married when they were like 18.
Yeah.
Already having kids and then just married forever.
Yeah.
So it's kind of, I think that's changed quite a bit.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. That's a great answer though. The greatest lesson, what to do or what not to do from your dad that you've learned from your dad.
What to do.
Either one. You know, some people learn from their parents are like, oh, that was pretty fucked up. Like, I don't want to do that. Some people learn that way. I've learned that way a little bit.
Yeah.
But it could be another lesson could just be how you should live. So what's the greatest lesson that you've learned from your dad?
I guess I'll try and do a positive, like a good one and a bad one also.
Sure. Yeah, I like
I guess the good one would be, like, be there for your family.
Yeah, we talked about that.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah.
It's just super important.
Like, yeah, just help them out.
Mm.
And then the other one, it has to do with both my mom and dad. I feel like they spoiled me a little bit too much.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Wait a minute. Hold on, talk to me about that. Because I don't think you'd hear a lot of people say, yeah, I was fucking spoiled, even at your age.
Yeah.
What does that look, what does that mean to you to be spoiled?
Just given, like, stuff that you don't need. Yeah. Just given too much of it. I mean, it's nice to get a little bit extra.
Mm-hmm.
But with my kids, I want to raise them to, like, be healthy. Not spend all their time watching YouTube or Netflix.
Right.
I don't want to introduce my kids to electronics until they're at least, like, 6 or 7.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice. Yep. Do you feel like you missed out on something because of the fact that you were spoiled? You're saying that's a fact. I'm not saying your interpretation, but do you feel like you missed out on something or it had a less than positive impact on you?
I mean, I think it's not necessarily a bad thing,
yeah.
But because I've definitely enjoyed everything so far.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's just my, I feel like I would have a better work ethic too.
Sure.
Yeah. Yep.
Dude, that you're recognizing this already is amazing.
Yeah.
You know, and once you recognize these things in yourself and learn about yourself, you can kind of course correct,
mm-hmm.
you know, and, you're not that old yet. So
yeah,
you have plenty of time to do shit. That was an amazing answer. Thank you.
Yep.
So this one's kind of a fun one.
Okay.
I guess fun, whatever. If you could live the life of one man, real or fiction, who would it be and why?
Probably Spider-Man.
Spider-Man.
Yeah.
Why Spider-Man?
Because he can, I don't know, it's just, because he can kind of fly, but it's not really flying.
Yeah.
And he can also, like, climb walls and stuff. It's just so cool. I don't know. Yeah.
What about, is there something in his personality, too, that you like?
I guess just that he helps people too.
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah.
Yeah. That's important to you? That be able to help people?
Yeah.
That's cool. And would you want to be full-time Spider-Man or would you want to be Peter Parker here and there?
Peter Parker here and there too.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
You want the human experience and you want to be a superhero at the same time.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like it. Cool, man. Well, thanks for joining me.
Yep. Thank you.
Did you have fun?
Yeah.
Cool, buddy.
Yep.
We'll do it again sometime.
All right. All
right, take it easy, bud. See ya. Love you. Conversation with
Nicholas Freeland. Loved it. Loved sitting down with him, and I know he was excited to sit down with me and chat. Hope he had as much fun as I did. He's such a creative kid, you know. Back in the day, I'm 31 years old, and back in the day, there was a while where these little finger boards, like little finger skateboards that you'd play with, kind of came up and they became popular, and I never got into them, but I know a lot of people did, and they kind of fell by the wayside for, as far as I knew, like they just went away, like went with Pogs. I don't know if anybody remembers Pogs, but they were big, and then they're gone, right? Like a lot of these kind of little toys come and go. But recently I saw that Nicholas was, he builds them from scratch, puts together these decks, he builds miniature like fingerboard skate parks. And I had no clue that this sort of thing was still happening, and he kind of was explaining to me a little bit about it, and that there's like competitions and there's whole like conventions and get-togethers where people come together, and I don't know what they're doing, but I just thought it was so cool, and thought it was a really cool hobby that he took on, and cool way to express himself, and a cool way to be creative, and I was just super impressed by it. And I just love that he's able to kind of dive into something creative and not really care what other people think, or you know, that he should be doing something else. He's just being creative. He's doing what he loves. He found a passion and he's doing it, and he feels comfortable doing it, and he feels good at such a young age. And that's pretty rad, you know, which kind of had me thinking. I asked every guest what they would say to their 16-year-old self if they could travel back in time. And while I've not answered that question on the podcast for myself, I've thought about it more and more over the course of this little project. And listening back to this conversation makes me feel like I might tell my 16-year-old self to be more like Nicholas. Focus on what you want to do, what's in your heart, and do things from love. You know, don't give in to pressure to do things simply because you're told that's what you should do, as if those things are going to lead to success. And whatever success, what does that even mean? Success for who? You know, work success? Well, what does that mean? You know, so, again, I think Nick will be tested as he moves through his 20s. But I can say that he has a good base to which he can anchor. He's way ahead of where I was as a 17-year-old, and I'm super proud of the man that he is now and excited for him. His future is bright. So thanks for sharing all that, Nicholas. Love you, buddy, and hope to see you again soon. And again, thanks to all of you for tuning in and listening. I've appreciated all your support and kind words. I might be posting episodes a bit more infrequently, so kind of just as we move through the summer and I get busy with other stuff, but I will do my best to stay consistent. All right, y'all. Until next time, be present, stay open, much love.
And so there came a point in our evolution when we didn't guide life by distrusting our instincts, and had to think about it, and had to purposely arrange and discipline and push our lives around in accordance with foresight and words and systems of symbols, accountancy, calculation, and so on. And then we worry. Once you start thinking about things, you worry as to whether you've thought enough. To see when we're over there, you'll feel it all around. Let it all come through, our love for you. There ain't a thing that will frighten you. This peace of mind, falling all over you. When you
Ooh.